Proclamation number 7313 of 21st of March, 1959. Every mentally directed thought is detachment from the opponent. Every thought is blessed which applies to me or the spiritual kingdom, for it first testifies to the inner life, the life which is to be lived next to the earthly life if the latter is to be successful for the soul. Anyone who only thinks about the kingdom which is not of this world has already taken a step towards me, and he will also follow this path and no longer deviate from it. For the spiritual kingdom will no longer let go of anyone who has paid attention to it, because I myself will no longer let him go once this path to me has been taken. Earthly life as such does indeed demand a lot of thoughts from the human being, because the human being lives in the midst of the world and therefore also has to turn his thoughts towards the world and its demands. But nevertheless, this is not the actual life which completely satisfies the human being if he is of a will turned towards me. Only the one who still belongs to my adversary will find full satisfaction. Therefore, every spiritually directed thought already proves the striving towards me, and such a person can no longer be satisfied by the world alone. He will often let his thoughts wander into a kingdom which he suspects to be his true home and therefore again and again mentally returns to it. And such spiritual thoughts will also always be connected with thoughts of me myself, and therefore I can also take possession of the soul and hold it so that it can no longer escape me in my love and voluntarily allows itself to be captivated by my love. Thus, as soon as a person reflects on the goal and purpose of his earthly life, as soon as he thinks about his God and Creator, as soon as he tries to fathom his nature and is willing to enter into his will, as soon as he demands to be instructed correctly and truly about all such questions, his thoughts will move outside of the merely worldly life and I myself will become the focus of his inner life. And then I can truly also influence the human being and always with success, for free will moved him to his thoughts, and this free will also gives me the right to take possession of his soul and to now provide it with everything it needs for maturing and perfection. Every spiritually directed thought towards me or my kingdom is a voluntary detachment from my adversary, which I can and will then also make full use of in order to completely redeem him, for such spiritual thoughts will irrevocably be directed to the cross of Golgotha, where the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ will accomplish the redemption, thus completely freeing the human being from the enemy and opponent of life. But the fact that the human being's thoughts are directed towards the cross will always be the concern and endeavor of all beings of light which surround the human being and which also try to influence him mentally on my behalf, because the human being's will and strength alone is still weak as long as he is still under my adversary's control. However, every spiritually directed thought also gives these beings of light the right to exert their influence, and thus every soul which is only of good will is also in the constant care of spiritual guardians, and it will also certainly one day reach the goal for the purpose of which it walks across this earth. Amen.